North Carolina Representative Valerie Fischer holds a narrow lead over challenger Nita Allen in the Democratic primary for North Carolina's 4th Congressional District, as ballots continue to be counted. In a race seen as an early test of whether Democratic voters desire generational change within the party, Fischer holds a lead of just over 1,000 votes, with 99% of results in so far, according to the Associated Press. Under state law, provisional votes will be counted in the coming days, in a district that includes Durham and Chapel Hill. If the election results end up within a 1% margin, Allen could request a recount. Successfully ousting an incumbent lawmaker is often extremely difficult and rare. However, there have been recent upsets in races, as some voters are calling for new leaders, and several sitting members of Congress face primary challenges this cycle. Allen, a 32-year-old Durham County Commissioner, is running to the left of Fischer, age 69, framing her candidacy as part of a broader rejection of longtime Democratic norms. On the campaign trail, Allen ran on an anti-establishment message. She pledged to be a stronger fighter than Fischer in Congress, both in standing up against President Trump's agenda and in pushing for more ambitious policy. North Carolina is a purple state that often gets labeled red, but we're not a red state. We are a state of working-class folks who just want their elected officials to champion the issues that are impacting them. That's what she told NPR in an interview last month, emphasizing the need to address affordability concerns. She drew a sharp contrast with the congresswoman on immigration, voicing support for abolishing U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Fischer has declined to go that far, advocating instead for ICE to be defunded, and for broader reforms to the federal immigration system. Allen also clashed with Fischer over U.S. policy toward Israel. As a vocal opponent of Israel's war in Gaza, Allen swore off campaign donations from pro-Israel lobbying groups such as AIPAC, and repeatedly criticized Fischer for previously accepting such funds. Though Fischer announced last year that she would not accept AIPAC donations this cycle, she and Allen continued to spar over the broader role of outside spending in the race. Their matchup comes 4 years after the candidates first squared off in 2022, when Allen lost to Fischer in what became the most expensive primary in the state's history, with outside groups spending more than $3.8 million. However, this year is poised to break that record. Outside groups have reported spending more than $4.4 million on the primary matchup, according to Federal Election Commission filings. Once Colin Campbell contributed to this report,